Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's high-speed tech news on Chai FM.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Excellent, thank you. Do you have power where you are?
I'm fully powered. What can I say?
Well, you know, I was saying it's like childbirth. You know, it wouldn't, certainly in our experience, my wife swore 5 times she would never do this again. But then the minute, you know, the baby was born, well, then everybody forgets it and, you know, it's business as usual. And I find that with load shedding. We depressed, we miserable, power comes back and what? When wasn't there power?
Well, that's where the adage that the lights are on came from. You know, all of a sudden the lights come on and we all feel positive and happy and we can charge our gadgets. Exactly. Nothing makes me happier than that.
So, and a fully charged cell phone.
A crazy state of
is there
of
anything?
Affairs. What can I say?
Yeah, is there anything in South Africa that makes us happy happier than a fully charged cell phone?
Stephen lives dangerously because right. Apparently
there
you shouldn't
go.
Charge them full.
Oh, yeah, like I'm one of those. Don't tell my kids that will shout at me.
All right,
let's talk about this new LG LG phone, and that's apparently coming in at 12,999 rand, which is significantly cheaper than some of the other smartphones. Tell us about it.
It's just we live in such crazy times. I've got 2 bits of good news today. The first one is, it's not like a big deal, but every little bit helps.
Yes.
Is MultiChoice, I'll switch to the V40 in 2 seconds, but MultiChoice have frozen their DSTV premium prices for 2019. Normally the prices go up on April 1. Well, this year they've decided that they're not going to increase their prices, which is a teeny little help for those of us who have kids and soccer heads and, you know, need to have DSTV premium in the house.
Absolutely.
So that's the first bit of good news. The second bit of good news is the LG V40. Now, prices of phones have been marching upwards over the last couple of years quite significantly. I mean, a top-end Apple phone today can cost you the better part of 30,000 rand for a fully loaded iPhone XS Max. And I mean, that is just an obscene amount of money for a smartphone that you'll probably only keep a year, maybe two. So it's just become no question about the brilliant quality of the technology, the cutting edge nature of these devices. But the fact is it gets to the point where the vast majority of people can't even begin to consider a device in that league and settle for a Lite or a cheapy or a no-name brand and take their chances and land up with something that's decent, but not great. Well, I don't know how LG have done this, but their V40, the brand new top-end phone from LG, in fact, it is their flagship phone, was launched a week and a bit ago for round about 12,999. Now, that's not an insignificant change. It's a lot of money for a device. But what you are getting is a top-end flagship with all the gadgets, gizmos, 5 cameras, 3 on the back, 2 on the front, an OLED top-end screen, super slim body, all the latest looks and feels with a little notch on top, and amazing performance using the latest processor, the Qualcomm 845, along with 128 gig of memory built in. It's expandable, but that's, I think, more than enough for most people. And more importantly, 6 gig of RAM. Now, these numbers might not mean a lot, but what it means is that this phone for 6 to 8 grand is 6 to 8 grand cheaper than equivalents from Huawei, Samsung, and many, many other top-end manufacturers. So, been playing with it for about 10 days now, and I must tell you, it is a super competitive device at, I think, a spectacular price. It also has one trick up its sleeve, which is very important to me. It has a quad DAC audio system. So it's got a high-end hi-fi audio system built in. So if you plug in wired headphones, yes, it's got a headphone jack, which will please a lot of people rather than using an adapter. You get significantly better sound than almost any other phone on the market using a decent quality headphones using a cable. Even on Bluetooth, it's a bit better than most other phones that I've used. So all in all, again, not sure how LG have done it in this challenging time with the rand not being so strong, but they've certainly brought out a top-end device at a price you'd pay for many of the lights from the other guys, which are compromised in terms of The cameras are not great. The processors are slightly stepped down. And the overall features are just not in the league of this device. So well done, LG. I think it's a great buy, and it's not often you come across something like that in the world of tech.
It really is amazing. Stephen Ambrose, that's where we leave it. But just before I do let you go, so are you saying that it compares very well to the 20,000 Rand phones?
Absolutely. Its specs are in the, its size is like a Galaxy Note 9. Mm-hmm. Its specs are as good, if not in some cases, the audio subsystem, the five cameras, slightly better. And it costs six grand less. So it's totally a high-end phone. It's not a mid-range phone. And it is a much better processor, much better cameras. The camera's as good as any other that I've used. So it's really a top-end phone at a bargain basement price. And that's, again, rare. You just don't often find that. There's always compromises when you factor in price and mobile. You get great phones at around about 10 to 12 grand or 10 to 13 grand, but they have compromises. Some of them not so great, some of them not so significant, but you need to spend 18 to 20 grand to get the latest tech without compromises. And this phone comes in at that price with no real major compromises. Like everything, there's taste and fashion and whatnot, but Gorilla Glass 5 front and back, it's got everything. There's absolutely nothing that this phone does not do that the more expensive devices do.
Brilliant. And you can catch Stephen Ambrose for a full hour of Tech Talk. That's on a Thursday at 11 or 11:30.
We'll be talking lots of tech this Thursday between 11 and 12, and I might even have some interesting guests. So
all right.
Tune in. Absolutely. And stay up to date on all the latest tech.